survey, 1/3 of Americans say they have had to cut groceries to afford gas. By Hannah Blow on April 1, 2022. Over 1/3 of Americans say they have had to cut groceries in order to afford gas as prices skyrocket in the second year of Biden's presidency, a Quinnipiac University survey released this week found. Gas prices have skyrocketed throughout President Biden's time in office. As of Thursday, the national gas price average stood at $4.225 per gallon, although some parts of the country are seeing prices well over $6 per gallon. While Biden has deflected, continuing to blame Russia for rising prices and inflation rather than his own bad economic policies and determination to quash American energy independence, not all Americans are buying it. A plurality, 41%, directly blame high gas prices on Biden's economic policies, per the survey. It also asked respondents, as a result of the rise in gas prices, have you cut back your spending on groceries so that you can pay for gas, or not? Over 1/3 of Americans, 35%, said yes, they have had to cut back on groceries. Party by party, 46% of Republicans said they have had to cut back on groceries, and 22% of Democrats and 36% of independent voters say the same. The survey, taken March 24-28, 2022, among 1,462 U.S. adults, has a +2.6 percentage margin of error. Weeks ago, Biden dismissed worries over high gas prices, callously telling reporters, "Can't do much right now. Russia is responsible," he claimed, failing to acknowledge that gas prices were on the rise long before Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Biden has also failed to connect the rise in gas prices to his efforts to quash American energy independence, which he began on day one. Loosening environmental regulations or pulling back clean energy investment won't. Let me explain, won't, will not lower energy prices for families, he claimed. Representative Jim Banks, RN, chairman of the Republican Study Committee, RSC, spoke to Breitbart News about rising gas prices in Biden's America this week and said there is no doubt about it that Joe Biden is directly responsible for our currently high gas prices. The fact that this administration refuses to do what Donald Trump did that works so well just goes to show that their moves are intentional, Banks said, concluding that Biden and his allies want Americans to suffer at the gas pumps.